As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be
able to know what I want to do with my future. I knew in high school that I wanted to go to college, but there was never a major calling out for me. When I did make it to college, I got put on academic probation my first semester, since I had no motivation for studying or attending class, and instead spent a lot of my time watching movies on Netflix. To me, it was more than entertainment. I was studying when I watched films made by Kevin Smith.
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, dude, but they don't all bring you lasagna at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
And Quentin Tarantino.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
While this was just fun to me at the time, I didn't know it could become my education. I improved my grades the next semester, and on a whim, registered for women in film class for my sophomore year. At first, I expected the classic women films we would watch would include famous heroines like Sarah Connor or Ellen Ripley.
Get away from her, you bitch!
I found out that we were not going to be watching movies for entertainment's sake, but studying them from critical points of view and acknowledging the work put in behind the camera. I had been doing this internally when watching films my entire life, but now I was put in a class where I could extract that knowledge to be graded on. Around the same time, after spending 1 year in Duluth already, I was first introduced to the cinema by my roommates when we went to see the Weekend Improv. After walking through its front doors, I saw its fantastic mural, filled with familiar and unfamiliar faces. The collage of faces were filled with films from my childhood.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Films I had loved as a teenager.
Here's Johnny!
And films I would later watch in film classes.
Ah, little lad, you're staring at my finger. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand?
After spending a year unhappy with my major, I took inspiration from my woman in film instructor and signed up for a film minor and became a writing major. While taking new film classes, I was introduced to new favorites.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And a film made by one of my favorite comedy groups.
Always look on the bright side of life.
After another year of school, I switched majors again and took on journalism. A digital storytelling class showed me how to use filmmaking equipment and use them in a profession I felt comfortable being in. For once, college stopped feeling like such a burden and felt like I was finally in my element. Now in my junior year, I'm taking my final film class, and I'm going to take this peace of mind and abide my way through senior year.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
I don't know about you, but I take comfort in that.